By the
grace
of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today, all over the world, devotees are celebrating the appearance of Srimati Radharani on this Radhashtami. This topic of understanding Srimati Radharani is the most exalted topic, and it's so, to understand Radharani, this topic is so confidential and esoteric that actually, even though the ultimate goal of the Gaurīya Vaiṣṇavas especially is to serve Srimati Radharani as in helping her to serve Krishna, at the same time this topic is, or to understand Srimati Radharani, it is such an exalted topic that generally Srila Prabhupada, he would not discuss very often and very carefully so. Because from the external or materialistic point of view, it may seem that Krishna's loving affairs with Radharani are something like that of an ordinary boy or girl. So you may mistake it for ordinary, mundane, lusty affairs. Actually, these affairs within the material world, or relationships between male and female, that is a perverted reflection of the original loving relationship which is there between Krishna and Radharani. Love is what makes the world go round, so we have heard. But love in this material world is simply lust, or a perverted reflection of the pure love which is shared between Krishna and His devotees, of whom among all the devotees, Radharani is the topmost, because she has the topmost attitude of love, service and surrender to Krishna. But that may appear from our viewpoint, because we have a perverted mentality, that may appear to be like some ordinary, mundane, lusty affairs. Although actually it is the topmost, purest exchange of love, that which Krishna possesses for Radharani, and that which Radharani possesses for Krishna. So, while we're discussing who is Radharani, actually, as is stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can discuss, but we cannot understand what is the greatness of Radharani, because even Krishna himself cannot understand. That seems like an impossible statement, because Krishna understands everything. Vedaham samatitani varzamanani charjana avishani chibhutani mantu vedana kaschana. Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, I know everything, past, present and future, but me no one knows. So Krishna knows everything, but still the love that Radharani possesses for him is so great that Krishna himself cannot measure. So how are we to understand? How are we to measure? We can simply try to understand through the teachings of the acharyas. The acharyas in the Gaurīya Vaiṣṇava parampara, especially, they are in their forms in the spiritual world, they are all assistants of Srimati Radharani. Here we have on the altar Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who has himself revealed his identity as Kamala Manjari, one of the young girl assistants of Srimati Radharani. Then Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his disciple, revealed that his Guru Maharaj is form in original Vrindavan is Gunamandarik, and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur himself, his disciples, it was revealed to them and he accepted that his position is that of Nayanmani Manjari, the personification of Radharani's looking at Krishna. And our own Srila Prabhupada, he didn't reveal what is his position exactly. We know his position as the very intimate servitor of Radha and Krishna, because he brought Radha and Krishna to the whole world. But he didn't reveal, and even when devotees asked Prabhupada that what is your position in the spiritual world, he said, that is not your business. He didn't say, he kept that confidential. But he prayed to, he established Radha and Krishna in temples all over the world. And he prayed to them for the opportunity to serve them, just like when he brought Radha Rasbihari to Bombay. He prayed that you please be patient here. Be a little patient because we're trying to make a nice temple. There were some demoniac elements at the time trying to stop the building of that temple. So he was so intimate with Radha and Krishna that he brought, actually they were just in a shed, some rough shed, and he was worshipping. Of course we may also do that, but not out of intimate love, out of negligence. If we serve Radha and Krishna that way, that is not proper. But he was doing out of love for Radha and Krishna. Please come and I will make you a magnificent temple. So Prabhupada established for Radha Rasbihari magnificent temple. And in Sydney, Prabhupada came there very briefly and saw there were many enthusiastic devotees who had been made. When Prabhupada first came, already there were devotees there because Prabhupada had sent some of his disciples to preach, and then by Prabhupada's blessings, they were able to recruit some more devotees, and Prabhupada, so they're very enthusiastic, but they don't know anything, they're not trained at all. So he brought, in that situation, he installed the deities of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and he prayed to Radha and Gopinath that, you brought me here to this world, I have many places to go, I don't have time to train them, so you please train them. He gave orders to Radha and Krishna, you train them how to serve you. These lectures, he was praying like this. So Prabhupada had such an intimate relationship with Radha and Krishna that on his calling, they came to the whole world to be served. So we shall try to understand who is Srimati Radharani through the words of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There is one book we have. Many small books like Krishna Consciousness, The Topmost Yoga System, The Perfection of Yoga, Raja Vidya, The King of Knowledge, which are made from Prabhupada's lectures. So one of those books is called Elevation to Krishna Consciousness. And in that book, Prabhupada has spoken, that means it's taken from his lecture and made into a book, somewhat extensively about Srimati Radharani. So I'd like to read this, how Prabhupada is presenting to his disciples who is Radharani. So Prabhupada, this is his edited lecture. That we are Krishna's part and parcels and have been created to give pleasure to Krishna. Who are we? We are the eternal servants of Krishna, meant to give pleasure to Krishna. The chief pleasure potency is Radharani. So, of all the servitors of Krishna, Radharani is chief. There are unlimited, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai. There are unlimited devotees of Krishna. But the first, topmost, and chief is Srimati Radharani. So we're all those devotees, all those persons who come to Krishna consciousness, we're all coming under the guidance of Srimati Radharani, of course through the Parampara system, because she is the chief servitor. We want to learn how to serve Krishna. So we have to serve through the Parampara system, which comes up to Radharani, as Prabhupada will explain further. The chief pleasure potency is Radharani. And so, Radha, Krishna are always together. Krishna means who is, there are so many meanings of the word Krishna, but Krishna means who is all attractive and all blissful. That's why we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we're chanting Hare Rama, so Rama, that may be understood as Lord Ramachandra or Lord Balaram. Or Krishna, he's also, his name is Rama. Because Rama means Ramante Yoginonante Satyananda Chidatmani Iti Rama Padena So Parang Brahma Vithiyate. Rama means the reservoir of pleasure. This is the meaning of Rama. Pleasure. All pleasure. So he gives pleasure to the yogis, not to the bhogis. Those who, actually, even the bhogis, they want to enjoy material happiness. So the pleasure they are getting is a perverted reflection of the real pleasure, which, that is satyananda. That is real pleasure. That is chidatmani. That is the spiritual pleasure that comes, that is inherent in Krishna. So Krishna, he is the reservoir of all pleasure, and Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He enjoys by being served by all his devotees, among whom Srimati Radharani is the topmost servitor. And that is Krishna, just like we know, our constitutional position is to serve Krishna. Jivesvarup hoi Krishna nityadas. So Krishna's constitutional position is to be served by all other living beings. And in this way, when Krishna is served, he becomes happy, and the servants, they also become happy. So Krishna, he is the reservoir of all pleasure, and the personification of that pleasure is Srimati Radharani. She is Haladini Shakti. She is the personification of the pleasure potency of Krishna. So Radha and Krishna are always together. Krishna is never without Radharani. He's always with her. Although it may appear, for the sake of lila or pastimes, that sometimes they are separated, but actually in separation they are more close together. These are all very confidential topics. Continuing what Prabhupada is saying. Whereas the material energy is conducted by the external potency, Maya, the spiritual world is conducted by the internal potency, Radharani. We often pray to Radharani because she is the pleasure potency of Krishna. We often pray means that when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is the meaning of this chanting? This means we are praying to Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. We are servants of Krishna. We are meant to serve Krishna. And especially we pray, first of all, Hare means praying to Radharani. We cannot enter the service of Krishna without the mercy of Srimati Radharani. This will be explained by Prabhupada in this extract. The very word Krishna means all attractive, but Radharani is so great that she attracts Krishna. Who has got the power to attract Krishna? Krishna is attracting all living beings, but Krishna himself is attracted by Srimati Radharani. If Krishna is always attractive to everyone, and Radharani is attractive to Krishna, how can we imagine the position of Srimati Radharani? How can we imagine? It's not such an easy thing or a cheap thing to understand Srimati Radharani. She's in the most exalted position. Even more exalted than Krishna, in one respect. As no one is more exalted than Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Yet, in one sense, Radharani is even more exalted because she is attractive even to Krishna. We should humbly try to understand and offer her our obeisances, saying, Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are Krishna's beloved. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. This is summarizing the Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesh Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari. We offer our obeisances to Srimati Radharani with this prayer. Prabhupada continues that if we offer our respectful obeisances unto Radharani in this way, then Radharani is very dear to Krishna. And if we approach Krishna through the mercy of Radharani, we can easily attain him. Otherwise, Krishna is very, very great. And although he is most dear, he loves us, but he does not agree to be understood or approached except through the process of bhakti. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. One may be a very learned scholar, or a very austere yogi, or a great philanthropist giving in charity, or performing great sacrifices, a great scholar of the Vedas. But unless one has an attitude of devotion to Krishna, then one cannot approach Krishna. One has to have devotion to Krishna. But even that, pure devotion means to be free from all material desires. So it's not such an easy thing. Bhakti, actual pure bhakti, is not very easy to attain. But Prabhupada is suggesting there's a little secret here. That how can we approach Krishna? Krishna, we cannot approach him with a contaminated heart. That here, Krishna, I'm offering you all my lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, all the nasty things in my heart. Please accept it. It's not possible. We can only approach Krishna if we're purified. But there's a little secret that Radharani is very dear to Krishna, and if we approach Krishna through the mercy of Radharani, we can easily attain him. If Radharani recommends a devotee, Krishna immediately accepts him, however foolish he may be, however foolish that devotee may be. If he approaches through Radharani, then Krishna will accept him. Consequently, in Vrindavan, we find that devotees chant Radharani's name more often than Krishna's. Wherever we go in India, we will find devotees calling Jai Radhe. We should be more interested in worshipping Radharani, for however fallen we may be, if somehow or other we can please her, we can very easily understand Krishna. If we try to understand Krishna by this speculative process, we will have to spend many lifetimes of speculation. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. This Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita that after many, many, many lifetimes, someone who is trying to cultivate the process of knowledge, they may come to the point of surrendering to Krishna, but such a person, such a great soul, is very rare. It's very difficult to obtain Krishna simply by becoming a great scholar of the Vedas. But here Prabhupada is recommending, if somehow or other, however fallen we may be, we can please Radharani, then we can very easily understand Krishna. If we try to understand Krishna by the speculative prayas, we'll have to spend many lifetimes of speculation. But if we take to devotional service and just try to please Radharani, then Krishna can be very easily realized. Radharani is such a great devotee that she can deliver Krishna. Of course, we shouldn't take this very cheaply, because that also, to approach Radharani properly, that requires purity of heart. Kam, krodh, lobha, moha, madadi, abhishta. Eshabna chare kise pabe Radha Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has suggested, or given the rhetorical question, that as long as we are absorbed in lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, and all these contaminations, then as long as we don't give these up, then how will it be possible for us to attain Radha and Krishna? It's not possible. Therefore, he gives the formula. Not only he gives, but all the acharyas, Krishna himself gives. That we have very wicked minds, but there is a process to overcome the wicked mind. That bhajare bhajare amar manati manda, bhaja braja bane radha krishna charana aravinda. That we are very wicked minded. Our minds are full of so many bad qualities. But we should perform sadhana bhakti with the aim of attaining Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. That is more elaborately explained. In Prabhupada has elaborately explained this, giving the song of Narottam Das Thakur as the process. So that's a little long to explain that, but the basic point is that we should worship Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by mercy, especially of Nityananda Prabhu, give up all material desires. And then it will be possible for us to understand the descriptions of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Now Prabhupada, and go back to this excerpt, Prabhupada is explaining that even Krishna cannot understand Radharani's qualities. So, is there something God cannot do? Yes. He cannot understand Krishna, Radharani's qualities. He fails to understand her because she is so great. Actually, this is why we don't discuss all these points very openly. We have to establish, let people become faithful, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his apparent inability to understand Radharani means that is a glorification of his great devotee. But these are very confidential topics. How Krishna, who is supreme in all respects, is actually feels himself inferior to Radharani. But at the same time, you have to stand while we're stating this, that actually Radha and Krishna, they're non-different anyway. They are the male and female aspects of the Supreme Absolute Truth. So they are Radha Krishna ek bostu nahi kichubhe, that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are the same Absolute Truth. There is no difference between them. But simply, Krishna is the male form of the Absolute Truth, and Radharani, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used the language, she is the predominated moiety of the Absolute Truth. Moiety means a half portion. He fails to understand her, Krishna fails to understand Radharani because she is so great. In order to understand Radharani, Krishna actually accepted her position. Krishna thought, although I am full and complete in every respect, I still don't understand Radharani. Why is that? This obliged Krishna to accept the propensities of Radharani, and this accounts for his manifestation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has taken the position of Srimati Radharani, and this Krishna taking the position of Radharani is that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but he is Krishna accepting the propensities of Radharani. Radharani is always feeling separation from Krishna. This is not very easy for us to understand. We are simply trying to feel some attachment for Krishna. We're simply trying to develop our service propensity for Krishna. But Radha and Krishna, if they're separated, they feel tremendous pain. Actually, they cannot be separated. But for the sake of understanding Leela, again, it's for the sake of performing or executing their Leelas, their pastimes, there appears to be some separation. And in that separation, they feel tremendous distress, which again is that distress is relieved when again they come together. So these topics are very difficult for us to understand, absorbed as we are in materialistic consciousness. But this is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he has come to describe these topics, which are actually extremely exalted. But nevertheless, this is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may not be understanding this from our very beginning stages of devotional service, but we should know this is the ultimate aim of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to give this. Anarpita chiring chirat karunya avatirno kalosa marpiyata munatajvala rasa swabhakti shriya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined, come to give that form of love of Krishna, that which is Rajavadhu Vargena Yakalpita, that which is performed by the gopis, especially among all the gopis. Radharani, she is the supreme gopi. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach this. And even though it is in our beginning stages or very neophyte stage of devotional service, this very elevated topic, which is, even you see, Krishna himself doesn't understand, so how are we to understand? But still, we should understand this is our goal. We should know what is our ultimate aim. Our ultimate aim is to serve Krishna. Serve Krishna means serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So we should know what is our ultimate desired goal. Radharani is always feeling for separation from Krishna. And similarly, in the position of Radharani, Lord Chaitanya was always feeling that separation. Furthermore, those who follow the teachings of Lord Chaitanya should experience and relish the feelings of separation, not of meeting. This means that the bhakti means service, desire to serve Krishna. And that gives rise to loving exchange. This is called rasa. From seva comes rasa. So, in this exchange of Krishna is being served by his devotees. Devotees, they serve him with full love. So this rasa is generated, or loving feelings. And the loving feelings of Krishna for his devotees and his devotees for Krishna, especially Krishna for Radha and Radha for Krishna, is extremely intense. And those loving feelings are more exacerbated when Radha and Krishna separate. So, this is the great secret which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach, and which is especially the teachings of the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, of how Radha is feeling separation from Krishna and Krishna from Radharani, and feeling great love, tremendously powerful loving feelings in that mood. So here Prabhupada is saying that devotees who are following the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they should also feel like that. Not that we hear many devotees, they say, well, I saw Krishna in a bush in Vrindavan or some such thing. But as Prabhupada will explain as we go on reading this, that the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cultivate the feeling of that feeling that just I may be able to see Krishna, but I'm just not quite reaching them. Devotee never thinks, now I attain love of Krishna. Yes, yes. Now I'm loving Krishna. One devotee was asking one exalted Vaishnava that, will I ever attain Krishna Prem? He said, yes, but you will never know it. If you have Krishna Prem, you don't think I've got Krishna Prem. Who has got Krishna Prem thinks that I have no love for Krishna. So in this way, actually, I'll read, Prabhupada will explain it much better than I can. The Goswamis, disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most perfect and highly elevated beings, never said, I have seen Krishna. Instead, they constantly cried, where is Radharani? Where are Lalita and Vishakha and the other damsels of Vrindavan? Hey Radhe Rajadeviki, hey Chalaliti, hey Nanda Sunakata, Shila Vardhana Kalpapada Patale, Kalindi Vanyakata, Goshanta Viti Sarvato, Rajapuri, Kedar Mahavivado, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu, Shijiva Gopalaka. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were simply running here and there in Vrindavan, shouting, hey Radhe, hey Lalita, hey Vishakha, hey Krishna, where are you? Are you at the base of Govardhan Hill, under the desire trees? Are you on the bank of the Yamuna? In this way they were calling out everywhere, Radha, Krishna, where are you? And in feelings of distress, they were overwhelmed. They were feeling great distress. So this is very strange. How they were feeling distress. But actually this apparent distress that we could not see Radha and Krishna, this is the highest ecstasy. So this is not understandable by any intellectual or psychological method. But if we accept the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, then we can gradually enter into the following in the footsteps of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who taught how to love Krishna and Radharani, always with that expectant feeling that I will find them, but never actually finding them. In this way, always being with Krishna. In this way, in their mature state of love of Godhead, when they were living in Vrindavan, the Goswamis would also cry, Radharani, where are you? Where are your associates? Where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj? Where are you all? In this way they were searching after Krishna, and they never at any time said, last night I saw Krishna dancing with the gopis. Such claims are not made by a mature devotee, but by one who takes things very cheaply. Some people think that Radha and Krishna are so cheap that they may be seen every night. But that is not the teaching of the Goswamis, who are always searching after Krishna, crying, where are you? Where are you, Radharani? Where are you, Krishna? Are you there by Govardhan Hill? Are you on the bank of the Yamuna? In this way, throughout the whole tract of Vrindavan, the Goswamis were crying and searching after Radha and Krishna like madmen. We have to follow in the footprints of the Goswamis and search out Radha and Krishna in this way. Vrindavan is in our hearts, and we must search for him there. This is the process recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process of worship in separation. Feeling separation from Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would throw himself into the sea. Sometimes he would leave his room in the dead of night and disappear. No one would know where he had gone, but all the while he was searching after Krishna. That is, thus, it is not that we are to enjoy the loving exchanges between Krishna and Radha like spectators at a sport show. We must feel separation from them. The more we feel separation, the more we should understand that we are advancing. So Srila Prabhupada, he taught, as a practical acharya, Prabhupada taught how to serve the mission of Radha and Krishna by broadcasting their glories throughout the world, by printing books about Radha and Krishna. Even in Bhagavad Gita, the clue of Srimati Radharani is there. Mahatmanas tumang partha daiving prakritim ashritaha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that those who are my great devotees, they are under the protection of the internal potency. They are not bewildered by Maya, the external potency. So in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada explains that this internal potency is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, devotional service is conducted under the aegis of Srimati Radharani. So Prabhupada, as a practical acharya, he showed how to serve Radha and Krishna by engaging in devotional service in the Sankirtan movement, by engaging in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined, and they have come in this form to spread love of Krishna. Namo Mahavara Nyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurdushinama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined, come to distribute love of Krishna, and we can please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in this way we can please Radha and Krishna by engaging in this Sankirtan movement. So Prabhupada showed that as a practical acharya, he established temples of Radha and Krishna all over the world, and he taught everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, which is a prayer to Radha and Krishna, and that means particularly we have to go through Radha first, to engage us in the service of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So on this day of Sri Radhashtami, we can especially beg Srimati Radharani for her blessings and her mercy, that we can engage in her service and in that of Krishna by serving here in this plane, wherever we may be. We can serve Radha and Krishna, who are served in the groves of Vrindavan, but by the mercy of Radha and Krishna, who have combined as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can serve them in any position, in any place in the world. As Prabhupada was mentioning here, that Vrindavan is in our hearts, or Vrindavan will be manifested in our hearts if we pick up the Vrindavan mood, the mood which is coming from Srimati Radharani, which is the very meaning of why Radharani is the most exalted devotee of Krishna, because she has the most exalted mood of service to Krishna. So we shall simply pray to her for the blessing to become simply desirous of service. That will be how we can please Krishna by our service. That will be very pleasing to Srimati Radharani. Then she will recommend us to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Radha Shamsandhi Jai. Shri Radhashtami Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.